been able to come out and set school records at Madison in the long and the triple jump. You know, he was right there in the hunt for a state title in the long jump, finished second, and then came back and won the triple jump, qualified for the 200, and with the top fastest time in the prelim. And he's about to get on the track here in just a little bit to try to qualify for the 100.
So today for him, it's the first off, he has the 100, and if he qualifies for that, he'll be in the final of that, and he's in the final of the 200. So he basically has three speed dashes coming up today.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day for him. He could leave a three-time, he could win three state championships today, or two.
Two today, and lead the state track meet with three. There we go. Let's talk about some of the other medal winners yesterday. Who else picked up some medals yesterday?
Oh, let me pull out the sheet. But we had several in the 3200 in class 1A. It was Opie's Caleb Arnold finishing fourth, and Caleb Durst of Lebo was fifth. Emery Speets of Osage City was fourth in the Class 3A girls 3200 meter run. Yolen Luthi finished fifth in the high jump. Caden Massey of Linden finished second in the discus. Lexi Boss of Osage City had two medals yesterday. She was second in the 3A discus and eighth in the javelin. Lily Ziegler of Council Grove was second in the 3A high jump. Brooklyn Jones was sixth in the 1A girls javelin. Kinsey Rogers of Chase County was eighth in the 2A girls pole vault. And then there were two medalists in the 1A boys javelin. Ben Meehan of Waverly was third, and Madison Tatum Helm was eighth.
And wasn't Opie's Lily Skalski seventh in the 3200 meter run?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I had on my list. And for Emporia High, the highlights for yesterday, a couple of qualifiers for the finals today.
Yeah, Kyle Overmeyer will be running in the 110-meter hurdles this morning, and he's a part of the 4x400 relay team that qualified. And they barely got in. They were fourth in their first heat, and then they had to wait until that second heat got finished. And then I actually took a note of their time, and then I paid attention to the scoreboard, and then I noticed that they were going to be in because they had a heck of a run. But they're in, and it kind of gave a highlight for Emporia High yesterday with that 4x400. To get in for this evening's final.
And what a story for Kyle Obermeyer to qualify in the 110 hurdles.
Yeah, and I got to the starting line right when Kyle got started, and I wasn't able to see it, but then they made the announcement to have an Emporia coach go to the officials area, and then I saw Kyle out there running by or getting ready to run by himself, and then he was ready to go and he got in.
Yeah, you might want to mention what happened is that one of the competitors that was running next to him tripped and fell into Kyle's lane, and that tripped up Kyle and that impeded his progress. So Kyle was able to get a second run because of that.
Yeah, and Kyle did have a battle wound on, I think it was on his right leg, he was battling that during his run and even when he ran in the 4x400 relay.
Well, this is Kyle's last chance at the state track meet. He's a senior and he'll be graduating, but he's had a pretty good run at state over his career.
I believe, didn't he medal in one of the hurdle events last year?
I believe it was a 110.
Well, and he had the second fastest time. entering the prelims.
Yeah, coming out of regionals, his time was the second fastest out of regionals. So he got one of those prime lane spots in yesterday's prelim time, and he was able to qualify for the finals. His time was the fastest in his heat, so he was an automatic qualifier, but his overall time, I believe, was the seventh fastest time of all the qualifiers. So he'll have some work cut out for him, but I'm sure he's going to be ready to go this afternoon. So right now, what is it, the 100-meter dash prelims are underway?
Yeah, they will start those at 8:30.
Oh, they start those at – so some of the field events are already underway today.
Yes, so we have athletes in the 2A boys long jump, which is Pat Groh of from Chase County, the 1A boys high jump, which has Matthew Heckman of Burlingame, and he's the favorite to win. He's got the second best jump in the state and best in 1A.
Yeah, I think his best jump this season was, what, 6'10"?
6'10 and a quarter, and it happened at Welch Stadium in the Lyon County meet.
So he's got a little bit of confidence going into this competition.
Yeah, and I believe he's going to be continuing his track career at Washburn. So he's going to be competing at the Golden Oval at Welch Stadium in his career whenever Washburn comes to Emporia State for meet.
So what's one time is the first Emporia High athlete? When's their first competition this morning, today?
So that'll be Kyle Overmeyer in the finals of the 110-meter hurdles, and that is scheduled to be sometime between 10 and 11:30.
Then also besides Kyle in the 110 hurdles and the 4x4, what else does Emporia High have going on today at state?
I guess also I forgot to mention this, but Marco Robinson is in the prelims of the 100-meter dash, so he will be first up between 9 and 9:30 in the 100 prelims.
So actually, the first event for Emporia High will be the 100-meter dash prelims with Marco Robinson. Good luck to him in getting qualified.
And then the other Emporia High competitors going on today, Mia Trujillo in the discus. That'll take place at 11:30. And Parker Leeds will compete in the long jump at 1:15.
So they're kind of spread out for the Emporia High athletes, but we have area athletes going throughout the day today, and we'll keep you up to date on how all the athletes do. And the neat thing about today, they're all finals, and every race is for a medal.
It's one of the best days of the year.
Well, Dylan, we'll let you get back to work, and keep your eye on the Emporia High and area athletes as the competition is about ready to get started on the track, and the field events are already underway. And look forward to your first update this morning. Our first update will be about during the 10 o'clock hour. That way we'll have some results to talk about, and then we'll have updates almost on an hourly basis throughout the rest of the day today. As today is the final day of the State High School Track and Field Championships.
Yep, definitely, and looking to see what all the athletes do here today on the final day of the 2022-23 school year.
Well, thanks, Dylan. We'll see and talk to you later.
Thanks, Greg. Everyone have a good Saturday.
That's Dylan Sherwood. He's down in Wichita at the State High School Track and Field Championships, where their finally events going on today. They're already competing with today's competition, and if you're planning on going down to Wichita, be prepared to hunt for a parking spot. I had to yesterday, and but a lot of construction going on the Wichita State campus, and just maybe you might have to park a little bit away. The good thing about it is the state baseball and softball tournaments have been wrapped up, so there should be a few more parking spots available around the X Stadium on the baseball side and around the softball stadium as well down in Wichita State. But the state track and field meet well underway, and For those who have been heard, there is construction that will be started at Cessna Stadium as soon as the state track meet is completed. They'll be tearing down the east side stands, and their ultimate plan is to also redo the west side stands as well, but that won't happen until after, I believe, next year's track meet, and their whole plan is to widen the track to 9 lanes and also keep the playing field, make it so it's a viable playing field for soccer, so they can continue hosting soccer games at Cessna Stadium. But they have a plan that will redo Cessna Stadium before probably by 2026 is when they're hoping to have it all done and have it redone. But they're still planning on holding the state high school track and field meet down at Wichita at Cessna Stadium. Even while the construction is going on and the remodeling is going on, all the major stuff they're hoping to have done by the time state track meet rolls around. We'll take our first break. We'll be back with more on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? We have a good selection of new 2023 Chevy Silverado trucks, LT models, LTZ models, and High Country models, and more. Come in, take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models ready for immediate delivery. And don't forget about our award-winning service department. Our factory-trained technicians will help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top condition just in time for all those summer road trips. And an extra $500 bonus cash for active duty, reserve, and retired military. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longbine Auto Plaza. Don't wait another day. Get Memorial Day offers now on Chevy models in stock at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Stanford sophomore Rose Zhang became the first women's golfer to win consecutive individual titles this week. Zhang shot a 68 in her final round in Scottsdale to seal her second national championship. The tournament win was the 12th of her career, breaking a school record that was previously held by Stanford alum Tiger Woods. She was also presented the Annika Award for the second straight year, an honor given annually to the best female college golfer.
There's so many elite athletes out here, so the competition is super strong, and for me to be able to come out on top just shows that I've been dedicated, I've been driven, and I'm just super proud of where I stand now.
The D1 tennis champions have been crowned. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
State to win their second straight men's tennis championship last Sunday. The fifth-ranked Cavaliers won the doubles point and took three singles matches to knock off the number three Buckeyes. Virginia has six national titles in their program's history, all coming since 2013. It's also the second championship for the university this year after their women's swimming team won it all back in March. North Carolina captured their first women's outdoor tennis title last weekend. The Tar Heels knocked off their rivals from NC State after losing to them in the ACC championship last month. Head coach Brian Kalbas has led the Tar Heels to six semifinal appearances in his 20 seasons. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back. Saturday Morning Sports Talk driven by LongmineAuto.com. I'm Greg Ray. Dylan Sherwood happens to be down in Wichita. Tim Miller getting the weekend off, and we'll be visiting with Emporia State Athletic Director David Spafford here before the hour's out. We'll let him talk about Emporia State's new head baseball coaches. Yesterday, Emporia State announcing that they have hired a former Emporia State great to be their next baseball coach, Brad Hill, who has also played at Emporia State as a member of the ESU Athletic Hall of Honor. He played under former coach Dave Bingham, helped lead the team to the NAIA College World Series in 1984, and he still holds a couple of school records, records for games played, home runs, and runs batted in. He was drafted by the Texas Rangers and spent a couple years in the Rangers organization, made it as high as Double A. And then after his playing career, he has coached at a number of places. He was a head coach at Hutchinson Community College. Then he went to Kansas to be an assistant coach for Dave Bingham. And from there, he went to Central Missouri, where he spent 9 seasons coaching the Mules. Among the highlights of his career, of course, 9 MIAA regular season championships. He also won a national title in 2003. Then right after that year, he went to Kansas State, where he spent 15 years, and he is the all-time winningest baseball coach at Kansas State. He helped lead the Cats to a number of NCAA tournaments. He also won the Big 12 championship in 2013. Twice he was named the Coach of the Year in the Big 12 while at Kansas State, and has an overall coaching career of 880, 463, and 3. Had a chance to visit with him yesterday, and he's excited to be coming back to Emporia State. He'll be introduced at a press conference on June the 8th, and we'll talk more about that with Emporia State Athletic Director David Spafford, who happens to be out in Pueblo, Colorado, with the Emporia State track and field team, where they are competing in the NCAA Division II National Championships. And, of course, next year, this time next year, Emporia State will be hosting the NCAA Division II National Championships. And I'm sure he's taking a few notes on how Colorado State Pueblo is running the national meet. And, of course, Emporia State track and field coach Steve Blocker has been to a number of national meets, so he has an idea. And, of course, this won't be the first time that Emporia State has hosted the Nationals. They've hosted them a number of times back in the 1990s. So hosting the National Track and Field Championships, nothing new for Emporia State. And we'll get a kind of a rundown from David Spafford on what might be the timeline for Emporia State here the next 12 months as they get ready to host the Nationals. And speaking of being at the Division II Nationals, Emporia State will have 3 athletes competing today, and all of them have a chance to maybe earn All-American honors. The first athlete that competed for Emporia State, Alyssa Conway, already earned All-American honors. She placed 8th in the hammer throw, so congratulations to Alyssa. That was her 3rd trip to Nationals, and the first 2 times she finished 14th, and on Wednesday she finished in 8th place in the hammer throw. Or on Thursday, she finished in 8th place in the hammer throw. Today, Megan McManus will be competing in the pole vault. Her best vault was 13 feet, 1¾ inches. She hit that mark in her meet leading up to the NCAA Nationals. And she goes in ranked 12th in the nation, so she has a chance to maybe move up and get a spot in the Nationals. Also competing in the finals today, Brooks Lowe in the javelin. He's a freshman, and if you caught part of our interview with him, this was his goal going into the Nationals, is to be a qualifier, be an All-American. He's going in ranked 9th in the nation. His season best, 221 feet, 1 inch. He accomplished that during the ESU Midwest Classic in April at Welt Stadium. And then also competing today will be Travis Morrison in the shot put. He goes in ranked 4th in the nation in that particular event. He's making his 2nd trip to the NCAA Outdoor National Championships. And this could be his 3rd national championship appearance overall, as he earned All-American honors with a 7th place finish at the Indoor Nationals earlier this year. So he'd like to add to that as well. His season best, 61 feet, 4 3/4 inches. He did that at the Rock Chalk Classic back in April. That is the third best shot put mark in Emporia State history. So good luck to Travis. Good luck to Brooks. Good luck to Megan today in the finals. And with that, we say good morning to Emporia State Athletic Director David Spafford, who happens to be in Pueblo, Colorado. We're sorry to wake you up so early. It's only 7:30 in the morning, but I'm sure you're used to getting up early. But good morning, David.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. First off, how are things going in Pueblo, Colorado?
Things are going great. We're actually in Colorado Springs right now, and that's where our hotel is. It'll be similar in regards to what we'll go through next year. We'll have a number of teams that will be in Emporia, then around the area, Topeka, Kansas City, and Wichita. And so it's just a quick run down to Pueblo, and we'll be ready to go. It's been a great trip so far.
Yeah, I saw some Twitters from yesterday that the team took a trip to the Garden of the Gods, so it hasn't been all business, but been a little bit of R&R. So, you know, for some of those student athletes, sometimes the only time they get to go to places like that is when they're competing with their teams or making trips competing.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice advantage that we have for our student athletes. Every school I've been at, we've been able to do special trips like that to give them a better experience, to give them a chance to kind of, you know, get their mind right and take a little break before they get into competition and everything. But they had a great time. I stayed back here at the hotel and worked all day in the afternoon getting things caught up.
Well, you've been kind of a busy guy here lately. Since the first of the year, you've hired a new head women's basketball coach, and Brian Osterman, who's I've seen him in his office a couple times, and boy, he's really gotten to work and getting things ready to go for this summer and also for next season. And then yesterday, it was released that you've already hired a baseball coach, and I'll be honest with you, Coach David, I think you hit a grand slam on this one. Brad Hill, one of Emporia State's all-time best baseball players, still holds a couple of school records. As I was telling people earlier, still holds the school record for the number of games played at Emporia State, RBIs and home runs. Brad Hill has had an illustrious coaching career since then as well, and to be able to have him available and willing to take over the baseball program, what a great hire.
Well, it's been a group effort, and I appreciate everybody who's helped out with us on getting this taken care of. And, you know, Coach Hill, yeah, I think you hit it on the head. And your lead-up that you had a little bit ago, kind of walking through all those accomplishments, I think it's pretty evident why we were excited to be able to talk to Brad and have him come home to be our head coach.
I had a chance to visit with him yesterday, and I asked him, well, why do you want to come back to Emporia State? And he goes, why not? It's a great opportunity. He had a great experience himself playing at Emporia State and even coaching against Emporia State. He knows what it's about, and he says he still loves coaching baseball, and that's the thing that you have to like to hear the most. He really enjoys because he's had a very successful career, and he could probably go anywhere and be an assistant coach, and you know, kind of not. Maybe relax a little bit, but you know, knowing Coach Hill, he'd be going full bore, regardless if he was an assistant or a head coach. But I'm the impression I got from him, he's been re-energized by this opportunity to take over the Emporia State baseball program.
No, I think he really has. I had a great opportunity to talk to some folks in Manhattan about you know everything there, and then talking to others around the country. And just everybody who I talked to in my circle and others were just like, I brought Brad's name up, and they all said, just hire him. Get it done. Don't think about it. and I just kind of chuckled and everything as I walked through it. But when we were talking, you know, it was one of those opportunities that's similar to women's basketball. And with our history we have in baseball, it's very, very much the same. And we wanted to be able to find somebody – who could tie that history into a championship program and who can develop our players to give them that type of experience. And we had a few guys that we talked to right away and started to get the process going, and Brad was one of them. And we were able to, you know, have that conversation. It's like, look, we've got to get this back to when you were playing and when others after you have been here. And he just got more fired up as we talked, and I did too. And the more homework we did, the better it was, and then here we are.
And when I was talking with him, he said one of the other things that has him so excited is that the vision that not only you have, but President Hush has for Emporia State. And we talked a little bit about that when I talked with him about how exciting it is right now, the vision that not only you have for the athletic department at Emporia State, but also Ken Hush has for Emporia State University as a whole. It seems to have a lot of people really energized and excited about what Emporia State can be and will be in the future.
Oh, it really is. That's why I came, was because of Ken Hush. And his vision of where he wants to be the best. He wants to take care of our students and our student-athletes, and wants to be the best in the state of Kansas and in the region and nation. And when you have a president who has that vision and looks at it the same way you do, it's no pun intended, but it's a home run opportunity for an AD to be able to come in and be able to structure, put things into place in order to provide these opportunities for our student athletes to be successful. And, you know, as I always say, you know, have that student athlete walk across the stage and get their diploma and with a championship ring on their finger and a job waiting on them. And, you know, we're working hard to make that come true for all of our student athletes.
And within the last couple of weeks, it was revealed that Emporia State does have some very aggressive plans on updating facilities. And we'll bring you on later on this summer, and we'll talk about those plans for facilities so we can get a little more in-depth on what you have planned, so we can, you know, talk about what are the future view of Emporia State facilities are is concerned. But there's a lot of improvements that are being looked at and explored, and plans are in place to make it happen. And from your standpoint, you've been involved with a lot of those type of things everywhere you've been. Has that maybe even re-energized you to see that there's so much support for all these projects that you'd like to accomplish?
It really has, and I think one of the key words you used is improvement. And, you know, here at Emporia State, we're fortunate to have really good facilities. We're at the point in time where we just need to improve those and make them a little bit better, upgrade them, put some things in place to help with our fans and our fan amenities, and provide that overall championship level for our student athletes. So it's, you know, we've got a lot to do. There's a lot on the plate. But the beautiful thing about it is we've got people who care and people who want this program to be the best they could be, and to be at the top and be a top 25 overall athletic program in the country.
We're visiting with Emporia State Athletic Director David Spafford here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. He's out in Colorado with the Emporia State track and field team as they get ready for the final day of competition at the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships. And a year from today, we'll be getting ready for, I guess, the next to last day of the championships, but Emporia State will be hosting the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, and I'm sure there are some improvements that are going to be taking place at Emporia State around Welch Stadium to spiff up the Zola Witten track and all the event venues to get them ready for the Outdoor Nationals. What does the timeline look like for Emporia State as you get ready to host the Nationals next year?
Well, we've already started and putting things together. We're putting together an overall committee when I get back next week and the week after to start doing the actual planning a year out to be able to get everything where we want to be. It's been impressive here. I know the AD here at CSU Pueblo, we worked together when I was in the RMAC, and they're doing a great job putting on a great event for our student athletes to have that kind of experience and to be able to be in a position to be an All-American.
And
so as we go ahead, Greg.
And I know for you, there's a lot that goes into the planning. And fortunately, you've had some people who've been around and hosted one before. But for a lot of for a lot of people around Emporia State, this is something new for Coach Blocker. He hasn't hosted a national championship as the head coach at Emporia State. It was Dave Harris who was the head coach, and you weren't the athletic director at Emporia State the last time they hosted an outdoor track and field championships. But just to be able to host a national competition, the size of this, there are, what, over 700 athletes that are competing. So, you know, every school is going to bring at least – that's going to be competing. We'll have at least one, some of them more, and multiple coaches and multiple fans and multiple spectators. In some ways, it's exciting. In other ways, it's probably a little little nerve-wracking.
Well, excuse me. It's when you look at it, yeah, we've got a few new players in the mix here, but Coach Blocker's been coaching a really long time. I've been at national championship venues and working through that with multiple different sports over the years. So we feel pretty comfortable where we are. NCAA is great to work with, and they do a super job of helping us plan. So they'll come in about October, and we'll have some initial final, working in the final plans of getting ready and being prepared as we get ready to host the tournament. And you have to remember, you know, we host the ESU relays with about 1,200 student athletes.
Right.
So it's, you know, we're used to big meets. We're used to putting on a great meet and having a great experience for everybody. So I think having 700 to 800, it's very manageable. And we can, you know, really put a good foot forward in front of the country, not only at ESU track and ESU athletics, but Emporia in our region and our state.
And that's probably one of the things that is a bonus as well. There are entities around Emporia that are more than willing to help step up and make this an enjoyable experience for everybody who comes.
It really is. It's you've got everybody from our business community right now and in the region around us that are wanting to help and find ways to get things going. You know, you brought up the facility portion of this. You know, we've got about $600,000 worth of just track needs right now, and that's resurfacing our track, that's redoing our throws area, redoing all the jumps areas, putting all those into place. We're already started with that. The two shot put rings just got demoed this last week, and we'll be, you know, laying new concrete down for those and getting those going. So we're moving and getting those things taken care of. You know, I'm not shy for asking for money, so if anybody wants to help out, it'd be great. We've got about $1.5 million worth of seating and some concrete work there in Walsh that we need to get taken care of. And, you know, we're working on fundraising for that and identifying different levels of financing for that to get that done. So, again, you know, there's some opportunities for people to be able to be involved and be able to help us out as we get ready to host one of the best national championships.
And that's might be a good thing to do, is put out the call. We don't know everybody who might be able to help out, but if you'd like to help out and you haven't been asked just yet, who do they need to get a hold of to say, hey, I'd like to help out Emporia State, turn Welch Stadium and Zola Witten Track and get everything ready to go for the National Track and Field Championships?
Well, you're always happy to reach out to myself in the athletic department, and then also Jason Santangelo, who is the foundation. And we can sit down and have a talk and see where your interests are and how you want to participate, and be more than happy to work something out.
Well, David, thanks for taking time out and giving us a call this morning, filling us in on the hiring of Brad Hill, which I think is another outstanding hire for you. Also, getting us up to date on the National Track and Field Championships, where Emporia State will have three athletes, and hopefully all three athletes will come away as All-Americans, and Emporia State can come home with four All-Americans. That would be awesome.
It would be. I know they're all fired up and ready to go. We're getting ready to hop in the van and the cars and start heading down to Pueblo here shortly. So it'll be a great day.
Well, drive safely, and we'll see you back in Emporia next week.
Okay, Greg. Thank you very much.
That's Emporia State Athletic Director David Spafford joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We'll take our final break. We'll be back with some closing comments right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? We have a good selection of new 2023 Chevy Silverado trucks, LT models, LTZ models, and High Country models, and more. Come in, take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models ready for immediate delivery. And don't forget about our award-winning service department. Our factory-trained technicians will help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top condition just in time for all those summer road trips. And an extra $500 bonus cash for active duty, reserve, and retired military. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longbine Auto Plaza. Don't wait another day. Get Memorial Day offers now on Chevy models in stock at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. I'm Greg Ray as we get set to wrap up this Saturday morning. And just wanted to say another congratulations to our KVOE Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Year and Coaches of the Year. We had them on last Saturday from Emporia High's Eric Tung, your uncle, and Rebecca Snyder, our Athletes of the Year, Lee Baldwin, the Coach of the Year, and for our area athletes, Brooklyn Jones of Lebo, who picked up a state medal yesterday in the javelin, and Mitch Butke of Chase County, who will be competing today at state, and our Coach of the Year, Chris Schmidt of Volpe High School. Congratulations to them all on those honors, and a big thank you to Emporia Main Street as they produce some really nice plaques that all six individuals received, and of course the four student athletes also receiving a $300 scholarship. And we thank the Emporia Spartan Booster Club that helps sponsors our broadcast of Emporia High Athletics here on KVOE for those members doing the voting after the nominations were made. And we also thank all the area high school principals and athletic directors and who made the nominations and voting for our Area Athletes of the Year for being a part of that and allowing us to select them and recognize them for their efforts. Of course, there are a lot of other student-athletes that had outstanding years as seniors, and we say congratulations to them as well and wish them well on their collegiate run, which will begin next year, next fall. Kansas City Royals last night losing to the Washington Nationals. A little frustrating. 12-10 was the final score. The Royals had a 2-1 lead, gave up eight runs in the sixth inning, and they really were never able to catch up. They did get it to within one when it was a 9-8 game, when the Royals would score five runs of their own in the seventh inning. But they just couldn't find a way to get the game tied or get the victory. Bobby Witt Jr. had a big night, 4-for-5, two home runs, a career 5 RBI, and three runs scored. Salvador Perez was 2-for-5 with three RBI. Royals and Nationals play this afternoon. Brady Singer on the mound for the Royals. First pitch is set for 3:10. You can hear that game here on KVOE. Speaking of baseball, the Big 12 baseball tournament is going on down in Texas at Globe Life Park, and Kansas State will be playing in the bracket semifinals this morning. In fact, they get started at 9 o'clock. They'll take on TCU, one of the undefeated teams in the tournament, as K-State opened up the tournament losing to TCU 16-3. They bounced back on Thursday with a 6-0 victory over Texas, eliminating the number one seed, because Texas lost in the first round to Kansas, the number eight seed, 6-3. So Texas was 2-Q at the Big 12 Baseball Championships. KU, after their victory over Texas, then lost to TCU, the same team that defeated Kansas State 14-4. TCU defeated KU, and then yesterday in an elimination game, Kansas State defeated Kansas 7-1. So Kansas State in the semifinals. If they win the first game, they'll play an if-necessary game later this afternoon. On the other side of the bracket, Texas Tech is a team that's undefeated, and they will face Oklahoma State, who has one loss. And if Oklahoma State wins that one, they'll also play an if-necessary game. The championship game will be played on Sunday down in Texas, with the winner of that receiving the automatic spot in the NCAA baseball tournament. K-State has a good shot of getting an at-large spot. KU might be a little tough for them to get into the NCAA tournament. They were the 7th, 8th seed in the Big 12 baseball tournament, but Kansas State, they were the 5th seed. They have a shot of making it into the NCAA baseball tournament, which will end up with the College World Series in Omaha during the month of June. Coming up today here on KVOE, don't forget we'll have updates throughout the day from the State High School Track and Field Championships that are taking place down in Wichita. Competition already underway, field events, and also the prelims for the 100-meter dash also taking place. A number of area athletes and Emporia High, and one Emporia High athlete in the 100-meter dash prelims, and hopefully they all make it to the finals, so it'll give us more to cover as the day goes along. And then, of course, Royals baseball coming up this afternoon as the Royals take on the Washington Nationals. That coverage starting at 2:30 with a first pitch set for about 3:10 as the Royals look to see if they can't maybe pick up a win over the Washington Nationals. Next week, the Royals will be at home on Tuesday, but they'll be off for 2 days next week. On both Wednesday and Thursday will be off days for the Royals, so there will be a couple days there will be no Royals baseball next week. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us. Again, have a very safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Whatever you do, to remember the reason that we are celebrating Memorial Day. For David Spafford and for Dylan Sherwood, I'm Greg Ray. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE, 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.